Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on October 10th, 2013 at the Top Hat. This edition of Tell Us Something features 8 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Be Careful What You Wish For. This week's story comes to us from John Turk and is titled, Wishing for Nature to Be Something It Isn't. Learn more about John Turk at johnturk.net. That's JONTURK.net. Thank you for listening.
The wind blew out of the north. And the cold reached inside your nose and tickled the guard hairs in your nostrils. And then it seeped into your sinuses. And then it reached down the trachea until finally at the last moment the cold was stopped by the last vestiges of warmth in our core. We were traveling around Ellesmere Island. It was a 1,500-mile expedition. We were pulling our kayaks. The plan was to pull the kayaks through the spring into the summer until the sun melted the ice, and then we would paddle to finish our journey. But right now, right this instant, when the wind was in our face and it was 20 below, well, what would you wish for? You would wish that it would warm up. Not next month, but maybe tomorrow would be a good idea. So our wish came true. And the wind came out of the south. Ooh. It came from the equator. Ooh. It came across the Gulf Stream, bringing moisture. And it started to snow. Big, heavy, wet, sloppy flakes of snow, and the next day we were walking thigh deep in slush. And you know, this wasn't merely an inconvenience, ladies and gentlemen, because we had a certain amount of food and a certain distance to travel, and rescue in that polar zone is virtually unthinkable. And if we didn't make the journey before the food ran out, we would die. So, you know, I talked to whatever power there is, and I said, well, you know, I wasn't explicit enough. I didn't explain my wish clearly enough. We didn't mean just a little bit of warmth, but how about real warmth? Like, maybe, please, if you don't mind, above freezing. So the sun came out, and the temperature rose, and it got really warm. Well, this is Western Montana. You know what happens when it gets warm, don't you, ladies and gentlemen? The snow melts, right? Now, we're walking on the sea ice, and there's big blocky chunks of ice, and the wind-drifted snow had made these ramps over and through the ice, so dragging our 300-pound kayaks was relatively easy. And now that the snow melted and all that was left was the ice, we had to lift our 300-pound kayaks over these jagged pressure ridges, one boat at a time, one inch at a time, and now we're making 20 meters an hour, 15 meters an hour with 1,500 miles to go. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. When you have 1,000 miles to travel and you're crawling, what do? You wish for something, right? Well, okay, you know, I realize I've been kind of piggy and I haven't been explicit enough. And look, I don't mean just a little bit of warmth or even a lot of warmth. I mean, we want it to be fucking hot. I want this ice to melt. This was a sea kayak trip. We're on the ocean. It's summertime. It's July. I want the ice to melt. And there to be open water. And we can paddle. So the sun came out. Well, the sun was out 24 hours a day. And it was the end of July. And you could hear the big ice groaning and moving, this whole polar ice ocean coming to life. And it splits apart. And from one day to the next, it's an ocean that you can walk on, and now it's moving pans of ice, and in between, there's water. Just exactly what we wish for. And now the wind comes out of the north again. And it drives the ice, an ocean full of ice, against the shore, against the cliffs. And we have pieces of ice as big as a football field, 6 feet thick, smashing into the ice, smashing into each other. And ice is flying into the air, and chunks of ice are leaping skyward. It's a kind of ice that has sunk the stout oaken ships of the British Navy. You can't go out there in a kayak. It just doesn't work. So it's kind of like, look, I realize, you know, whatever powers you wish to, I'm really sorry. You know, I haven't given full weight to the true complexity of the deep ecology of the Arctic. I've been a little bit naive, you might say, just making little wishes. And maybe I've been a little piggy, you know, wishing for something instead of just being content with reality as the way it is, blah, 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 blah. But all of that said and done, we've waited for 17 days. We have 30 days worth of food. We've used up half of our food. And you know what's the lament of Job? You've been throwing all this stuff at me. Please. One more wish and just give me a break this time, okay? I want the wind to relax. I want the ice to spread out. I want there to be open water in between. And that's what happened. And the ice spread out. And the sea was mirror flat so you could see your reflection in it. And the sun was now losing sun angle. It was August, and we had those pastel colors of the high Arctic late summer. And the seals were basking on the sea ice. It was the kind of environment that is not only wondrous for human beings, it's the kind of environment that every mammal on the planet would love. And that's when the polar bears came out. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Thanks to the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. factandfictionbooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, and performance art. TopHatLounge.com. Jonathan Marquis is an artist and human in Missoula, Montana. Learn more about him and his art at SubjectToGravity.com. That's subject, the number two, gravity.com. Matt LaRubio, screen printing and graphic design. More at RanchHandDesign.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people, RockandRudy's.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and to the storytellers this quarter, Doug Doughty, Cheyenne Rivers, Pat Williams, Joe Durbrock, Mark Gibbons, Emily Walter, John Turk, and Cheyenne Ara Rogers. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for December 3rd at the Top Hat, and the theme is Promises.